You scroll through YouTube and you see this picture of a cute anime girl on the thumbnail on your recommended feed. You're curious, so you click on it. Next thing you know, your wallpaper is of a cute anime shark waifu. No, this isn't a weird kink or fetish. This is VTubing. Hi, I'm Emmy Chen. I'm a recently debuted VTuber, so I know a little bit about what VTubing is, how do you do VTubing, and why do you go into VTubing? So what is VTubing? Well, to put it in simple terms, VTubing is when you use a 2D or 3D model, usually of an anime style, and have it replace your webcam, usually for streaming and videos. VTubing has been a concept for a few years now. Think back to 2016 with Kizuna Ai. Kizuna Ai was the first real VTuber to have blown up on the scene. She left the mark internationally, even going so far as to go and talk to the cast of the movie Alita: Battle Angel. But a few years after she debuted and made a big scene, she started dying off. Sure, she still has a large audience today, but she's no longer as big as she was in 2016, no longer has the craze. Now we have a different type of VTubers. Now we have live 2D VTubers. Well, you see, Kizuna Ai was a 3D VTuber, which would track the whole entire body. Today, we have Hololive, Niji Sanji, and many, many independent creators, independent VTubers, going from 2D to 3D, going from 0 viewers to 1,000 viewers. These VTubers are everywhere, on YouTube and Twitch. So why would you go and become a VTuber? Well, there's actually many reasons. Some people do it because it looks cool. Some people do it because it looks cute. Some people do it because they're too afraid to use their own face cam. Which, understandable, because there's a real fear and anxiety inside of people sometimes, especially on Twitch, that they're gonna be judged by their face, which they can't change. So they would just go and get a live 2D model. Of course, I hate my face so much, so the concept of a live 2D model really excited me, so that's one of the reasons why I got one. But there's many, many reasons on why to get a live 2D model. So you might be asking yourself, why am I making a podcast about VTubing? I mean, you're not real popular in the field. You don't have thousands of viewers or hundreds of subscribers, or even have the check mark on Twitch. So why am I making a podcast? Well, you see, I'm bored. But boredom is actually quite good, because boredom gives you ideas. And since you're so bored, you just make new stuff. For me, it's this podcast. And I hope I can go in and reach some people and maybe inform them a tiny bit more about VTubers. The biggest thing I want to do with this is interview other VTubers. I've had some interest from other VTubers on being on, and I'll interview them about how they got into VTubing, why they got into VTubing, and what's their future like, at least in their point of view. So I'm very excited. I hope you guys will grab my hand and go along with me on this journey. It's gonna be a good one.